No birds chirping, leaves rustling, or squirrels squawking. I couldn't feel the light wind anymore. Everything seemed frozen, waiting. Sergeant Warren marched ahead, her movements determined. She didn't want to be here, I realized, and that started to unnerve me. What kind of crime scene scared even the cops? Underneath the blue awning were two large plastic bins. Warren removed the gray lids, revealing white coveralls made of a thin, papery fabric. I recognized the Tyvek suits from all the true crime shows on court TV. While technically the scientists have already processed the scene, we want to keep it as clean as possible, she said by way of explanation, handing me a suit, then one to Detective Dodge. This kind of situation, you never know what new experts might step forward with something to offer, so we want to be prepared. She stepped into her own coveralls briskly. I couldn't figure out what were the arms and what were the legs. Detective Dodge had to help me. They moved on to shoe coverings, then hair nettings. By the time I got it all figured out, they'd been waiting for what felt like hours, and my cheeks burned with embarrassment. Warren led the way to the back of the awning. She stopped at the edge of a hole in the ground. I couldn't see anything. The depths were pitch black. She turned to me, blue gaze cool and assessing. You understand you cannot share what you see below, she stated crisply. Can't talk about it to your neighbor, your co-worker, your hairdresser. This is strictly on the QT. Yes. You may not take any pictures, sketch any diagrams. I know. Also, by virtue of visiting this scene, you may be called to testify at trial. Your name now appears in the crime scene logbook, which makes you fair game for questioning by both the prosecution and the defense. Okay, I said, though I hadn't really thought of that. A trial? Questioning? I decided to worry about that later. And in return for this tour, you agree to accompany us to Arizona tomorrow morning. You will meet with Catherine Gagnon. You will answer our questions to the best of your ability. Yes, I agree, I stated sharply now. I was getting impatient and more nervous the longer we stood there. Sergeant Warren pulled out a flashlight. I'll go first, she said. Flip on the lights. When you see that, you'll know it's your turn to descend. She gave me a last measuring look. I returned it, though I knew my gaze wasn't as unwavering as hers. I had been wrong about Sergeant Warren. Had we met in a sparring ring, no way would I have dropped her. I might be younger, quicker, physically stronger, but she was tough. Down to the core, willfully descend into a pitch-black mass grave, tough. My father would have loved her. The top of Warren's head disappeared below. A second later, the opening burst into a pale glow. Last chance, Detective Dodge murmured in my ear. I reached for the top of the ladder. Then I just didn't let myself think anymore.